Nearly 10 protesters held up signs with a message for those who work on the airbase operating overseas drones. Don't take part in the killing. Among the protesters was Vietnam veteran Russell Brown, who disputed the notion that operating a drone is less stressful or emotionally damaging long-term than being in the field like he was.
What they do is the drone flies overhead, they get to know the family, you know, and they see, and they might spend a week there, and then they kill them. And then the drone stays, and they examine the damage to make some kind of a thing. And the guy sees the little kid's arms and legs in the trees. I mean, that isn't happening in a normal situation, you know. So he really is aware of what he's done. And he's sitting here, not in danger at all, goes home, has dinner with the kids, come back the next day, hunts him and kills him.
Over many years, the Niagara Falls Air Base has struggled to stay open, surviving many rounds of base closings nationwide. Last year, the Air National Guard's 107th Air Wing got a new lease on life by taking on the new mission of drone operations. The move saved jobs at the base, but Victoria Rose of the Peace Education Project says,
we need to give these men and women here other viable livelihood that is not requiring them to kill people.
As base personnel came and went, some made eye contact, one or two waved, but most minded their own business. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.